Blog Talk Radio.
Monday night, January 19, 2015, here in Cleveland, Ohio, Straightway Sons call-in show, the radio home of the Straightway Sons basketball team, two-time Winter League defending champions of Cleveland, Ohio, Winter Basketball League champions. We got a great show tonight. We're going to have coming calling in Suns players Willie Woodard. We're going to have Draymond Hutchinson, and we're going to have Devontae Simon calling in tonight here on the Straightway Suns call-in show here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And the number to call is area code 347-857-4015. 347-857-4015. That is the number to call to be on the show tonight. So the Suns call-in show is brought to you none other than by Hayes Moves It, and all guests that are calling in on the Hayes Moves It call-in line. If you have any kind of pest issues, creeping things, flying things, crawling things, running things, any of those issues, you want to call Dame Hayes. He's the man to call. And you can reach him at area code 216-539-6079. 216-539-6079. If you tell them that you heard about it on the Straightway Suns call-in show, you will get a special discount, a special listener discount. Now, we got some upcoming dates coming up for the Straightway Suns and the Winter Basketball League. The kickoff pep rally will be this Saturday, January 24th at 12 noon. At Lutheran East High School, which is in Cleveland Heights on Mayfield Road, directly across the street from Severance Town Center at 12 p.m. Make sure that your face is in the place to check out the 2015 edition of the Straightway Suns, the team that is going for the three-peat. Make sure that you're in the place at 12 p.m. Make sure you're there at 12 p.m. Right. This is the Straightway Suns call-in show. We're glad you could be with us tonight here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Once again, we're going to hear from Willie Woodard, Devontae Simon, and also John Hughes here tonight. And we're going to get started right after this quick commercial break.
And we make the best mashed potatoes. They're very good. Look, there are a lot of very good mashed potatoes. She uses top flight potatoes and is scared of the butter.
Well, I'm not saying I don't like them. I'm just saying I don't know that I'd put them in the elite category of mashed potatoes. That doesn't mean I don't like them.
Telling it like it is.
What? The second string mashed potatoes?
It works better on the air.
You can only have five quarterbacks in the elite club. You got to kick one of those out.
What?
Winning playoff games?
Listen to ESPN Radio anywhere, anytime.
We are back here on the Straightway Sellers Call-In Show here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Coach Walker with you. And we're going to go ahead and bring in our first guest tonight, who will be none other than Suns guard Devonte Simon. Devonte, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Welcome on in to the Suns Call-In Show here on the Hayes Pest Control Hotline on the Blog Talk Radio Network. How is everything going tonight?
Everything is going great.
Good, good, good. Well, I want to get right into our conversation tonight because we have a packed show with lots of the Suns players tonight. So my question is, you're coming this year. You're coming your first season with the team. You're coming from over from Olivet. And you know what? The times have changed. Years ago, that never would have happened. But now the door has been open. And I'm wondering, I want to hear from you in your own words, how are you fitting in with your new teammates? How are you fitting in?
I feel that I'm fitting in, I think that I'm fitting in with my team because that I played the guard position and I'm trying my best to learn it, and there's a lot of people on the team that's helping me out to learn the position, and it's a lot of good people on the team to look at to learn the position easier, and that's making a relationship with my teammates.
You're coming to a team that has won two consecutive championships and going for three in a row. Now, two in a row has never been done, so three is certainly unprecedented. Have you felt any pressure walking in as a new player, new to the team? Have you felt any pressure concerning this season?
No, sir. I feel like a champion already. That's my mindset.
All right. Well, now, you've been with the team. You haven't played an official game yet. That'll be coming in 2 weeks, but you're certainly a big part of the team. What does it mean to you, in your own words, to be a Straightway Sun? What is Straightway Suns basketball?
Can you repeat the question, please?
What does it mean to you to be a Straightway Sun?
It means a lot to me. It means a lot to me to be able to be a part of a team that's already know how to win, and a team that actually have a brotherhood and something to learn from and something to be a part of. And it's different from being on another team that I experienced. You know, all of it is just having more of a better brotherhood and knowing how other people's lives is and being able to help them in so many ways.
Okay. Now, I want to shift gears a little bit. Now, you have a little nickname amongst your teammates that I've heard several times, and they call you the preacher's kid. Now, why do they call you that?
They call me the preacher's kid because my father is a pastor, and he's been a pastor in my life for the last 12 years.
Okay, okay. So talk about your faith in God and the importance of that and how it helps you.
Faith in God is that's the most important thing about my life and the most important effect thing that I have about my game is because I believe in God so strong that no matter what I do, good or bad, I believe that He have a reason for me. For me being on a team, for me being on the league, for me to be where I'm at right now. And I put all faith in Him and I give Him all the glory and the honor for it. And I know that it's going to pay off. So whatever happens, it happens for a reason.
That is great to hear you guys say. So you can be sincere with athletes everywhere. Okay. Now, let's change gears once again. And I understand that you're involved in several things outside of basketball as far as running track and also football. Now, I understand that you talk a little bit about football. Where do you play and how's that going?
I play for Cleveland Heights Tigers. I play wide receiver and cornerback and slot position, and it's going pretty good. Everything working out pretty good. We had a good season. I played JV. We were 7-2, and I played a big part of that. I started majority of every single game, and, yeah, everything in football is going great in track.
Okay. Now, you also participate, now that it's the off season. You participated in Raw Talent. Talk about that a little bit.
Raw Talent. A sports camp that gets you better every single week. It's every Saturday, 7 to 8:15, and it's a place I go to get my get my skills up and keep mastering my craft and getting better and better every day. So I go there to compete with the best of the other schools and see where I'm at and try to improve every week I go there.
All right. That is great. That is excellent to be a part of. And I also understand that something special happened this week at Raw Talent. A special guest appearance was made. Now, tell me who was there, and I understand that you got something special to remember that.
This week after our training camp, I had a pretty good I did pretty good at the training camp, and I had a chance to meet Cardale Jones, the Ohio State quarterback that just won a national championship. And I had the chance to take the pass.
You said you had a chance to.
Oh, I had the chance to take a picture with him and shake his hand and had a little conversation, just asked him how he was doing and good job. And he told me good job, and that was pretty much it. But it was just a great experience to see a real champion in front of me.
All right, that's great. Make sure we get that picture so we can post it up on the Suns website. We definitely want to do that. And also, we want to mention you can follow the Suns on Instagram at Coach W. Walker, all one word, Coach W. Walker on Instagram, and also facebook.com/forward/straightwaysuns. All right, Devontae, it was good to talk to you tonight and get to know you a little bit. Look forward to the prep rally this Saturday and just meeting the fans and everything. So we're saying good luck, have a great season, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, you too. Thanks.
That was Devontae Tyner, the great Suns guard from Cleveland Heights High School, here on the Hayes Pest Control Caller Line on the Straightway Suns Calling Show here on Blog Talk Radio Network. And we're going to go next to Willie Woodard, Suns guard, right after this brief commercial break.
When I pay with Chase Freedom, I get cash back in my pocket. Cha-ching!
With Chase Freedom, you can get 5% cash back on up to $1,500 spent in new bonus categories each quarter. And you automatically get a full 1% cash back on all other purchases.
Groceries, cha-ching! Phone bill, cha-ching! Jet season tickets, oh, cha-ching!
Don't get your change. Get your cash back. Visit chase.com/freedom. Chase Freedom credit cards are issued by Chase Bank USA N.A. and are subject to credit approval. Activate due to 5% cash back each quarter. Copyright 2011. Chase & Morgan Chase & Company.
We're back, Straightway Suns Calling Show here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And we're going to go right to the Hayes Pest Control calling line and bring in Suns guard Willie Woodard. Are you there tonight, Willie?
Yes, I am.
All right. Welcome to the Straightway Suns Call-In Show. Now, you're playing guard this year, point guard for the Straightway Suns, and I want to talk about, you know, your career with the Suns. You started out as a junior player when we had our junior team two seasons ago. Talk about that experience with the junior team.
So, 2 years ago I started, and I was coming in new. Everybody actually came in new to the junior team. It was the first year that we had a junior team in the league. And we had a pretty good season. We had an undefeated season, actually, until – I believe the last game before the playoffs, we lost to Olivet. And then we went into the playoffs and lost first round to the Sharks. But all around, it was a really good season. I mean, I made a lot of new friends and brothers, and it was a good season, I guess.
All right. Now, my guest tonight right now is Suns guard Willie Woodard here on the Straightway Suns Calling Show on Blog Talk Radio. And Willie is speaking with us on the Hayes Pest Control call-in line. You can reach him at 216-539-6079 for any pest control issues or needs. Now, Willie, now you were a junior. You were on a junior team. Suns no longer have a junior team. So now you moved up to the senior team. In your words, just like I asked Devontae, what does it mean to be a Straightway Son?
in my words, to be a straightway son, it is a lot of hard work, dedication, especially dedication. That is probably the most important. If you're not dedicated to your team and your brothers, you really don't have anything. I mean, I trust all my teammates with every possession of the ball. I would give it to anybody. I mean, we come together every practice. We pray. We do everything together. Everybody's asking, how's our life going outside of basketball, too? Like, it's not just basketball with us. Like, we care generally for, like, everyone. So it's a really good experience just being a part of this team.
All right.
Okay, the team is trying to do something that's unprecedented, and that's repeat as champions for a third time. And it's been a quest, the quest for the season, the quest for three. Is there pressure involved in that? Are you feeling the pressure? Talk about the significance of trying to win three times in a row.
I'm not going to sit here and say I don't feel pressure because, I mean, there's always pressure coming into the season, especially trying to defend a title, going for three. So, I mean, just like you said, it's never been done to win two, and, you know, our team has done that. So going to try to win three, man, it's like it's just a great opportunity for all of us to come together and win this championship.
All right. Now, yesterday, the team had a special gathering. What went on yesterday?
Oh, yeah, yesterday we the team came to church, Straightway Church, and – we had a really good, like, session. I mean, we came together at the end and we talked about it. I mean, I had made a few mistakes earlier in that, like, last week, and I apologized for my, you know, actions and stuff. But we all came together. They accepted me. They said it was okay. We talked to Drayvon, you know, bringing him back, asking about his dedication, if he was committed. And he committed. And we just trying to get everybody to be on the same page. And, you know, win this ship.
All right. Now, on a lighter note, I got a text to ask you about something. Now, I was supposed to ask you about this beard thing going on. Now, are you trying to grow a James Harden beard, or what's going on with the beard?
I mean, I had a beard since, like, I was, like, 12 or 13, and I don't know. It's just – it's been a part of me. I don't really want to let it go. I'm not trying to grow a James Harden beard, though. Like, I keep it, you know, nice, and it's not big. I don't know where they said that. I don't know why they said that.
Yeah, okay. Well, so – team is getting ready for a three-peat. There's some pressure there. Everybody knows what's on the table and what needs to be done and the seriousness of it. But one question I want to ask you is, how are you fitting in, moving from the junior team to the senior team? How are you fitting in with many new teammates?
Well, I believe I'm fitting in pretty good with the team. I mean, a lot of them knew me from the junior team. And they accepted me, like, right away. As soon as I came in the first day of practice, like, they were all welcoming hands and bringing me in and took me under their wing and showing me how to become a senior and, you know, really put in hard work.
All right. Very good. Well, we want to thank you, Willie, for taking some time tonight with us here on the Straightway Sons Call-In Show on the Blog Talk Network, and we'll be talking with you throughout the course of the season.
Thank you. And, yes, we will be hearing from me again.
All right. That was Straightway Sons guard on the Hayes Pest Control call-in line. Here on the Straightway Sons Call-In Show on the Blog Talk Network. And we're going to take a commercial, but we're not, because we're up against it. We're going to go right to Suns guard slash forward, Draymond Hutcherson. You won't be on the Suns calling show. Are you there, Dray?
Hello.
Yeah, are you? Welcome to the Suns calling show tonight.
This is
the interview everybody wanted to hear tonight. So, I'm sure you heard me talking to your teammate. Just talk about briefly. Are you feeling any pressure for the upcoming season in trying to do three in a row?
No, I'm not feeling no type of pressure. I'm just trying to go out there, help my team win, do what we got to do so we can get a third championship.
Okay. All right. As a player who has won in the past, what can you teach the younger players that they may need to know in order to make this reality?
The stuff that I can teach. I unplugged it. But the stuff I can teach the younger guys is, like, to remain focused during the game. Don't let the refs get to their head, because the refs will make bad calls during the game. So
right.
we need to get them out of the way and win our game, play our game as our way.
Right, That is so true. So I think it's great that you're able to take the younger guys, you know, under your wing and show them how to conduct themselves, how to practice, how to work out, the commitment, and all those things that's necessary to get the results that you're looking for. It's always good to be able to look up to someone who has done it before. Now, Pat Riley is coming up this Saturday, and the season is going to begin a week later from that. So we're basically 2 weeks out. Do you feel the team is ready to begin this season?
Yes, I'm ready for the season. I've been waiting.
All right. Now, let's see. You were on the 2013 team that won the first championship after chasing it for quite a while. How did that experience feel when that buzzer sounded and that game ended?
I mean, it felt great to be the first team to ever win a championship, to bring the championship to the straightway. So that was like an amazing feeling. Like, it's almost, yes, we heard you.
Right. Okay. My last question for you is this. Understand that since that time until now, you've added different facets to your game. One thing in particular is that I heard that you're dunking the ball now. Now, the crowd hasn't seen it yet, so talk about that a little bit.
I mean, I'm not a dunker. You know, people just assume I can dunk because how high I can jump. I don't like dunking. It's just 2 points. Just get the bucket, save energy, and get back on defense.
Okay. What have you added to your game then since that time? What will we see that's new that we haven't seen in the past?
I can't let you guys know. You just have to see for the game. Your game. You just have to see for yourself when the season starts.
Good answer. All right. That's a good answer. And as you said, I invite you to come out to the pep rally this Saturday at 12 p.m. at Lutheran East High School. And the season is going to kick off the following Saturday, which will be January 31st. Schedule still is not out yet. We will post it as soon as it becomes available. Well, Dre, we want to thank you for joining us tonight on the Straightway Suns Calling Show here on Blog Talk Radio, and we'll be talking to you later on in the season.
Okay, it was nice being on the show.
All right, that was Suns guard forward, Drayvon Hutchinson. You're on the Straight Way Sub Call-In Show on Blog Talk Radio. Straight Way Sub Call-In Show is brought to you by Hayes Pest Control. If you have any type of pest issues, whether they're flying, crawling, creeping, running, hiding, biting, chewing, whatever they may be, give Dane Hayes a phone call, 216-539-6079. Tell him you heard about it on the Straight Way Sons Call-In Show, and he will give you a special listener discount. He'll handle those issues for you so you can rest comfortably at night. Now, what we're going to do now, we're going to bring in two guests because we're up against it. We got about 3.5 minutes left of the show. I'm going to bring in Sons assistant coach Jerome Harris on the Straight Way Sons Call-In Show. Good evening, coach.
How you doing?
All right. Welcome to in tonight to the show.
Well, you know I'm glad
right.
to be on your show.
Yes. It's always a great time when you make an appearance on the Sons Call-In Show. Now, Coach, I know you got some things that you want to say. So I'm gonna give you the opportunity. To have your own words and say what you need to say.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna keep it short, but I'm gonna keep it honest. Okay. As everyone know, as the season started, I was supposed to go to Everlasting and coach there. Now, I guess the question is, why is Coach Harris moving from one team to try to coach another team? Well, I'm going to tell
right.
you that question and the answer. Okay?
Okay.
My opinion, and I do believe that Straightway has the best coach in the league is Coach Walker. Okay? And he's so up on his game, and I so admire how he do and how he handle his team. My thing is, I would like to see both of us one time in a championship at one time. Me playing against Coach Walker. See, then I knowing that I'm playing or coaching against the best coach in the league. Until that come about, that was my dream to see us two end up in the championship. But it didn't go that route, so I'm glad to be back. And my main issue now is to do the number three. Make it three in a row.
All right, coach. All right. I definitely like the sound of that. So, coach, we got the pep rally coming up this Saturday, and we got the season beginning the Saturday after that. So I imagine there's a lot of work to do between now and then. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. I think one thing on our side, we do have kids that do have experience. And with the kids that do have experience, that's going to help the kids that don't have experience, going to help us all together. And so I think this year is going to be exciting all the way around. And like we were just talking about, we didn't win two championships, and to win three would definitely be unprecedented. It's something two they never haven't done. We did the first two, and no other team won championship back to back. And here we're going to try to do it three. So it's definitely put Straightway should be on the map. And it will be on the map. And this definitely will go down in history. It will see Straightway. Not only one, but won three in a row.
All right, Coach. Well, we want to thank you for joining us tonight on the Straightway Sons Call-In Show. And I know you'll definitely be back. And we can talk about the season and about the games and upcoming opponents and all that good stuff. So thanks for calling in tonight, Coach.
All right, thank you for having me. And like I say, we going for number three.
Bye. That was Straightway Sons assistant coach Joe Jerome Harris on the Hayes Pest Control call-in line here on Straightway Sons call-in show on Blog Talk Radio Network. Once again, we want to wrap up this show. We want to thank tonight our special guests who were Son of Guard Devontae Simon,
BL in the building,
Son of Guard Willie Woodard, Son of Guard slash forward Draymond Hutchinson, and assistant coach Jerome Harris. We had a full show tonight. I want to remind you once again, Suns fans, get your Lutheran East on January the 24th, this Saturday at 12 noon. We'll have beginning Tep Riley. That day, the season will kick off the following Saturday, January 31st, 2014. Check our Instagram, which is at Coach W. Walker. Also check Facebook.com/GreatWaySons. We will post the schedule as soon as it is available. For my guest tonight, and for the Straightway Sons family, thanks for listening tonight. We're here each Monday night, 6:30 to 7 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio Network. You can download the podcast via iTunes or any other form where you can download the podcast. Just look for the Straightway Sons call-in show.
You can't take me out of that. At the top now, but the bottom's where they found me at. So if I'm down, it's fact. I'm like Dennis Rodman with the rebound when it come to bouncing back. It's like the Bulls is at the draft, and I'm 23. I'm Mike with it, I feel bad.